Well, greetings, everybody. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to serve you, our listeners. If you have a question, something you'd like to talk about, maybe some particular issue in life that's troubling to you, you're struggling with, well, we cordially invite you right now to call 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, that number is 844-322-2742. This is your last opportunity to call Basic Gospel Live, and we would love for you to come in and join the conversation. This is a program that where the good news of Jesus Christ intersects with your day-to-day life. We show you how Jesus is relevant to your everyday living, your everyday walk here on planet Earth. So if you have a question about a particular Bible passage, maybe a problem situation that you're going through, call right now, 844-322-2742. Andrew Farley joins me. Andrew, it's always good to have you with me here on the broadcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, Bob. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you. Let's have a lot of fun talking about the Lord. And today I want to talk about, I think, one of the most significant passages in the Word of God. And it's a passage that I read and think, gosh, if only every Christian on this planet actually knew this, actually was convinced in the depths of their heart that this was true for them, how transformative that would be and how powerful the Church of Jesus Christ would be as we speak into the issues of this world that we live in. And here's what the Apostle Paul said, starting in verse 35 of Romans chapter 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That is a great question. And it's rhetorical because the answer is absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Once we're connected, we are connected forever. So he says, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Andrew, man, if every Christian absolutely knew that and was convinced, as Paul was, in the very depths of their hearts that nothing could separate them from the love of God, boy, they would see this victorious life being lived out in just new and fresh and marvelous ways like never before.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you think about this created thing idea. Oh, look what I've done. Maybe God's frustrated. Oh, look what I did. You know, and I did it too many times, and I struggled with it too long, and I let it linger, and I didn't confess it enough, and I didn't repent enough, and maybe God's done with me, and maybe I'm out of his will, and maybe I've lost my effectiveness. And I've had people ask, as you have, Bob, you know, I can't function in ministry anymore. I can't participate at church anymore. I can't be on the worship team anymore. I can't have God use me the way he once did because I've ruined it. Well, pause and ask yourself, are you a created thing? Well, of course, you're God's creation. Well, Paul just said that no created thing could ruin this for you. So once you're in the love of Jesus Christ, once he has poured his spirit into your heart by faith, then wow, you're sealed until the day of redemption. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Nobody can snatch you out of my hand. Even when you're faithless, he remains faithful. So we are created things, Bob, and fortunately, we can't mess this up because really, as we often teach on Basic Gospel, the new covenant is a promise between God and God, and he doesn't let a created thing intervene there and mess it up, does he?
No, he doesn't. So if you're out there listening and you're struggling with the love of God, wondering if he loves you right now, well, let me assure you, let me encourage you to read this passage and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves you right now, that you are connected to that love, and whatever you're going through isn't going to separate you from that love. As a matter of fact, it's the very love of God that is going to get you through, to give you the confidence to walk by faith in Jesus and get through that circumstance with peace and joy in your heart. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Andrew Farley is here with us. We want you to join us as well. 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number. Andrew, we have an exciting opportunity for Basic Gospel Nation as we come to the final weeks of 2021, and that is a $90,000 matching grant challenge. I've called it the like never before matching grant challenge. Tell us a little bit about that and why it's so important for Basic Gospel Nation to rise to the occasion and help meet this $90,000 challenge.
Well, it was just yesterday that we got incredible news that we're expanding onto a new station in California. That means that in the new year, Basic Gospel, which, as you know, is bonding now with the grace message, we're becoming one organization. Well, you know, when we say like never before, we're not kidding. We've got a radio footprint that is going to double in the new year, including a brand new station thrown on that pile that was just offered to us this week. And so, Bob, whether it's new resources online, a brand new church website where we're going to engage with others and give them the opportunity to connect in fellowship like never before, if it's the radio outreach, reaching people during rush hour in California, for example, like never before, or maybe our brand new opportunity with Right Now Media to then be on the Netflix of churches, if you will, as thousands of churches have subscribed to Right Now Media. We've got new resources there. So that is a new opportunity like never before. I could go on, Bob, but it's an exciting new year, and it's a beautiful time to support Basic Gospel like never before.
Yes, indeed. And you can do so by going to our website, basicgospel.net. Simply click on the donate button, follow all the instructions. It's 2 minutes, and you can double your impact, double the reach that your gift would have by giving now in light of this exciting matching gift challenge. Again, the website, basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button, follow all the instructions, and we would greatly appreciate it. And we, in giving, you can look forward to 2022 with great expectations of what God is going to be doing through this outreach and reaching many, many more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Andrew had this comment that came in from our good friend Patsy, who lives in North Carolina. She says, "I was only a babe in Christ when my husband told me about this broadcast called People to People he had heard on his way from home. And as you know, that became Basic Gospel." And she says, "The rest is history. I grew up in Christ, learning countless truths about this Jesus who is my life while listening to the broadcast, and it would be impossible for me to list everything I have learned from you and your team. You, Bob Davis, and Basic Gospel will be missed, but God always knows best. I can see how he was preparing the way for things to come. Andrew is a perfect fit to carry on. I remember when he was your guest on the show, I believed then that we would hear more from him, and I have followed his ministry from that day. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, and whatever our God has in store for the future will be wonderful." And she signs that, "Much love to you and the family, Patsy from North Carolina." What a wonderful comment, Andrew.
Yeah, wow. Thank you, Patsy. Thank you to the whole family. You know, we're humans living in Christ, but we are humans living in a frail world, and we need encouragement, and it's always great to hear from a listener, and in this case, a longtime listener who knows the history of Basic Gospel. And Bob, it's just affirming to me to hear from her, and those words mean a lot to me, because she's saying essentially, hey, the message goes forward. And, you know, that's what I'm all about. And that continuation makes this merger and this new year all the more exciting. And we have a lot to look forward to.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do indeed. Sharon writes this as she's watching on YouTube. If only you knew what this ministry has done for me. I know I have a new heart that loves God because he loves me. And talk about... you know, when we go on the air, Andrew, and we think, you know, what is God going to do with this message? How is he going to change people? Well, that's the type of comment that just really encourages our hearts, because that's what our hope and desire is, that people will understand the new heart that they have in Jesus, and will express that in love for God and love for others. And that's exactly what Sharon is doing. So, Sharon, thank you for that. We certainly appreciate it. And now we want to go up to Indianapolis and talk to our friend Tim Roller. Hi, Tim. You're on Basic Gospel Radio, my friend.
Hello, Bob. Hi, Andrew.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to give you guys a call, and I realize this is probably going to be one of your last broadcasts, and just wanted to share with you what you guys have meant to me over the years. I never will forget the first day I heard you guys. I was on my way home from work, had the car radio on, and I started hearing about the grace of God, and I had just started learning, and so God had a plan. You guys intersected my life at the right time. And ever since, I've been learning more about it and listening to you guys pretty much on a daily basis. Preaching has just taken a 180-degree turn, you might say, and listening to the program has helped me to stay focused on preaching the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus and every message that he's ever given to me now. And you guys have just been my Bible school. And I really do appreciate you, and I'm going to miss the broadcast, that's for sure. But
yeah, well, you'll miss the basic gospel deal every day, but that's the good news, that this is going to continue through the grace message, and you know, this radio broadcast and this message will continue to go out, and I know you're going to be a part of that, and yes. Rejoice in seeing all the things that God does through this ministry going forward. So, Timothy, we're so glad that we were able to be a part of your life, and I've been to your church several times, and I just love to see up close and in person what God is doing there in the lives of people through your ministry, and we're glad that we've had a hand in that as well, that God has used us in that way. So
yeah, and you know, Tim, I wanted to say it was a real pleasure to see you in Dallas recently at our conference, the United Conference, and it's encouraging to hear your history with Basic Gospel. And going forward, man, we're live every weeknight in the new year on Sirius XM and dozens of stations across the United States. I hope that you'll continue to call in, shoot us your questions, give us your insights. I'd love to hear from you on the Grace Message program. And that's going to be actually 6 days a week, Bob. We got 5 weeknights and Sunday afternoon as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's going to that airs each night at 7 o'clock, 7 Central Time. So you can just translate that to your time zone and tune in and join Andrew every night as he shares this grace message, continues to deliver the good news of Jesus Christ in such wonderful ways. And I couldn't be more thrilled, Andrew, as I've said time and time again. You are a gifted communicator, and I am just so at peace and at ease that you're the guy carrying this forward, and I am truly honored to be able to support you and serve you well into the future, my friend.
Well, you know that I've been around Basic Gospel and you, Bob, for 2.5 decades, roughly, and so this is a long time coming in one sense, but every year, every month that went by, it was just God giving me an opportunity to deepen my understanding through you, through this ministry, through those that I met at conferences. I can't even count the number of conferences and events I went to over those decades. But, you know, Basic Gospel Nation is a very familiar nation, you might say, after serving on the board for so many years and being trained and really tutored and counseled over the years through you, Bob. I'm grateful to be here today. And I mean, the other day I was driving down the road just thanking God out loud, just saying, God, thank you for this privilege, the privilege of sharing this message. There's nothing like it on the planet. And I am just thrilled every day to get up and to be able to share this message. It's off the charts fun and fulfilling to be able to help people with the grace of God.
Absolutely. So, Timothy, thank you again so much for your call today. We sure appreciate and love you, and hope to see you in the new year, my friend.
Thanks, Bob.
All yeah, right. God bless. Thanks for your call. Well, Andrew, we had this email that came in, and it says, first of all, would like to say I love what you and the entire ministry are doing. I've been in the faith for almost 3 years now, and I've learned a lot from the grace message and Basic Gospel. It's really helped me grow in his love and grace by renewing my mind with his absolute truth and understanding that context matters when it comes to reading scriptures. But above all, knowing that I can enjoy my relationship with God and my new identity. And now he says, my question is this, what does it mean that believers should take up their cross daily? This is something I've been hearing a lot lately and don't understand it as a new covenant believer. So what exactly does it mean when the scriptures say that we should take up our cross daily?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, I think we need to talk about what it means, but also what it doesn't mean, because how morbid and sad it could be to think that you have to die every day, wake up every day and get rid of yourself. You know, you've got three different accounts of this. You've got Luke chapter 9 that talks about this, taking up your cross, and the word daily appears there. But then you pop over to Matthew 16 and Mark 8, and the word daily does not appear for the same teaching. Furthermore, when you go back and study and look at some of the earliest manuscripts of Luke, the word daily is not there. So I think we have to question the word daily. Some scholars propose that it was added later to the manuscript of Luke, maybe because they were looking over at Paul's words, I die daily, and they popped that in there to sort of try to expound. But in the meantime, they really twisted the true meaning. I don't think we're waking up every day and dying daily. Paul said that because he was encountering physical danger outside of Ephesus. You know, he was in physical danger with wild dogs. So we have to go back to the fundamental truth that at salvation, we're crucified with Christ. At salvation, Romans 6 says our old self died. Colossians says we died with Jesus. We can go on, but you know, whether it's Ephesians, Colossians, Galatians, Romans, there's a clear message from the Apostle Paul that salvation involves us going to the cross. We spiritually die with Jesus and we're raised to newness of life. So what we need to be doing daily is waking up and counting ourselves dead to sin and counting ourselves alive to God. Don't try to crucify yourself. Don't try to get rid of yourself. That's a bunch of Eastern mysticism. What's unique about Christianity is God's not trying to get you to remove yourself. If you're his child, if you're a new creation, if you're the new self, then you get to wake up every day and say, God, thank you that I'm alive to you, that I'm united with Christ, that I'm the new creation, that you've made me born of your spirit. So I'm going to count myself alive, not try to kill myself. I'm going to be myself and count myself new and connected to Christ forever.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for that, Andrew, and thank you for that question, Demetrius. We sure appreciate it. Let's go to Kansas and talk to Doug. Doug, you're on Basic Gospel Radio. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon. How are you today, Bob?
We're doing great, Doug. Great to hear from you.
great to hear your voice again, Bob. I just wanted to call in to congratulate you on your many years of communicating God's love and grace in a clear and concise way to us all out here, and appreciate all you've done to help change my trajectory in the Christian life, to be able to enjoy this Christian life and to live it to the fullest. So thank you very much for all your years of being on the radio and communicating.
Well, Doug, I appreciate that so much. That means the world coming from you. And I just thank you and Sharon for being such a significant part of Basic Gospel, of Basic Gospel Nation. You've helped, you know, get this word out through your prayers and support and friendship, through your involvement at your church there in Kansas. You've seen the power of this message transform lives up close and personal, and you've helped, you know, help get this out to people all around the country so that they can experience the same. So heartfelt gratitude to you, Doug, to you and Sharon, and thank you for standing with us. And I know you're going to be a significant part of the ministry going forward to help even more people get to know the love and grace of Jesus Christ. So thank you for that. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to Bob, and we will continue to be supporters. We're excited for what Andrew's leadership will bring to the new year and the many new things that he's got planned, and so excited for that. Also excited for what may come from you next, Bob. We never know what you may have out there for us, maybe a new book or something. Looking forward to whatever comes.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate that, and I think God does have some things around the corner for me, so I am really excited about all that. And Andrew, this is just going to be a lot of fun, isn't it, moving forward?
Yes, it is. And you know, I love that people are calling in who have known you for so many years, Bob, and again, I'm one of them. You need to know, everyone, that Bob Christopher is absolutely the real deal. It's unbelievable when I look back at the things that I've learned, not only from what he has taught, you know, from what you've taught on radio, Bob, but just your life and your dependency on Christ. And so I'm grateful to have just done some life alongside you and watched your dependency on Christ. And so I love Doug's comments. I can certainly resonate with them myself. And I'm just grateful to be able to celebrate all these years of ministry you've had.
Well, I appreciate that, Andrew. That means the world as well. And God put together a beautiful friendship when he connected you and me. And I'm just grateful for how this is all going to materialize well into the future as you take the lead in 2022 and spread this message far and wide like never before. And one final comment from Katharina, who wrote to us, and I really love this comment because she says, thank you for explaining the basic gospel for all these years. You guys have helped my family so much to understand the new covenant. And that's what this ministry is all about, and we're so grateful that message has been heard loud and clear and has been making a difference in people's lives all around this country. So now, as we close this broadcast, a special thanks to you, Andrew, for being with us on today's edition. We have another program next Wednesday where we're going to outline the vision for the future. It's going to be so exciting for people to hear. But I want to say thank you to the entire Basic Gospel team. My wife Gina is here. My whole family is here to celebrate this particular day with me. They have been the light of my life, the support, the love. I just appreciate them from the bottom of my heart. And I appreciate all of you in Basic Gospel Nation, all the love and prayers and support that you have sent our way. And we just encourage you to continue to do that, because our work is not done. There are many, many more people who need to know the love of Jesus Christ. They need to know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate them from the love of Christ. You be that person to help them know by giving today to Basic Gospel. Go to basicgospel.net, click on the donate button. follow all the instructions there and join this work that God is doing through this ministry. Now, on behalf of the Basic Gospel team, so long.